Yes, so I actually think that this is what they mostly do, and they maybe see the submarine even before the submarine turns the light on, because a lot of fish can see the silhouette when they look upwards against the surface, the residual light, you already see the silhouette. So I think the problem with documentaries is that it is extremely hard to get some shots of the deep sea fishes. And I've been actually surprised in some of the recent documentaries that I watched that a lot of shots gets recycled because they're just not getting enough luck to get a new shots. Because you have to imagine that the space of the deep ocean is so immense. It's a huge mass of water, the 3D space, and the density of fish there is very low. So just the chance that you would just dive down and see some fish is already quite low. I think that, of course, the documentary is done the way that it's kind of such that there is a submarine going down there and film something there, which is the case for many of the shots. But I have also seen a lot of shots which have been obviously done in the aquarium right after the catch. So sometimes when you get freshly collected individual, some of them can be still alive, and if you put them in a little aquarium, they still move and swim, so you can actually film them so that you still get a good video shots and the fish look like they have been seen down there, but it's not often the case. So there is a lot of shots of deep sea fish which have been filmed in the aquaria right after the collection.